I'm Chief Cheryl Victorian. This is Waco PD on the beat. Whether it's crime or just getting to know the Waco Police Department, we're here to talk about things that matter most to you.
Hello. Oh, did you get scared? You didn't know I started it.
I didn't know you started. Are we started? Is it recording?
Yes, it's recording.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Waco.
Hello.
And welcome to Waco PD on the beat. I'm Sierra Shipley, the Public Information Officer for the Waco Police Department.
And I'm Officer Janae Draper with the Neighborhood Engagement Team.
Welcome back, 2024.
2024. Happy New Year. Well, it's a little late, but still.
Happy New Year. Already 2 months into 2024.
Yeah, but this is our first podcast since then, so.
It is. You guys, we have been so, oh my gosh, busy.
Yes.
Like, crazy time. Which is why we stopped these podcasts for a little bit. But we're back.
Exactly.
And that's what matters.
Yeah, we're here. I know you missed us. We're back and ready to ramp up and get busy.
Well, to start off 2024, and this was actually JD's idea, because she realized going to, well, you, I guess you can, you tell the story.
Okay, yeah. So I've been asked to do some presentations, just like basic safety and stuff presentations around. And I've realized that, and actually it was just me going through and pitter-patting through our website. And I realized there's a lot of resources available on the website. So I decided to incorporate that into some of my presentations. And a lot of people were surprised, just as I was, the amount of stuff that's available on the website that they didn't know about. So I thought it'd be good to do a podcast on it, because I don't think, you know, just like I was, you know, shocked, or not shocked, but didn't realize how much is available. Maybe there are some others out there that don't realize what's available.
Absolutely. We have a guest speaker, not a guest speaker, a guest just sitting in with us today. One of our interns. We have interns at the Waco Police Department.
Yeah,
but you didn't know that.
No, that's going to be another podcast. Debbie doesn't know that either, that she will be on a future podcast with interns. She'll see her face right now. It's pretty exciting.
She's so scared.
She loves podcasts.
Yeah, she's just here because she's doing like different, like shadowing each person in the net unit. Yeah, right now.
Yeah, she goes all over. But again, well, that's our intern podcast. We're getting ahead.
Okay, so our website. So for those of you who are usually listening in, I know we haven't really had video connected with this podcast before, but because we're talking about the website now, we are going to have video of our website, going through our website and all that as we're talking about it to show you guys. So if you are listening and want to go and watch later just to see where on this website that we're talking about, where this information all is, feel free to do that. WacoPolice.com is on the City of Waco website. And yeah, so we're gonna jump right into this thing.
Yeah, we are.
This is a big website. There's a lot of information here. Well,
and then not to include, like, there's a whole city
right
that you can do on, like, on WacoTexas, .com. But, like, we're just going to talk about the police department side of it.
Right.
So, I mean, when you start getting into, like, all the other city entities that are available on there.
That's crazy.
That's a multiple-day podcast.
It is.
But we're just going to do a little podcast, and we're going to talk about the department. And there's still a lot just with the department itself.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. I'm putting lotion on because my hands are dry. It's been so cold out. I got to put lotion on before I start messing with this computer. All right. Okay. So, when you go to WacoPolice.com or the City of Waco website, you can get to it, you know, both ways. You're going to be met with a beautiful front page. It obviously notes our police officer and our dispatch hiring. Gosh, we need more people to join this department. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we do.
Police officers and our dispatchers, they are definitely the two most important things at this department here.
That's pretty much the first thing that you'll notice.
Yeah.
So it talks about the hiring.
And
where all that's going to be going on.
If applications are open, when applications will be open. And you'll scroll down here and you get to see a few things. File an online police report, some information about the LGBTQIA+ liaison.
That's me.
our neighborhood camera initiative and the Take Me Home program. So, JD, I'll let you.
Okay. We'll kind of go in and we'll just kind of do a brief summary of each of these. So, if you click on file online report, a lot of people don't realize that you can actually make a report online. And
for certain
Sierra
crimes.
Knows that I don't work well with Macs, so she's going to be the mouse person.
Yes, I'm going
to
scroll.
And I'll kind of point to the screen. So, yeah. So a lot of times people don't realize that you can actually file an online police report. You do not have to have an officer come out. Now, by all means, if it's an imminent danger, imminent threat, or you want an officer out immediately, of course, call 911. But if you scroll down, if you click on online reporting, there's actually a couple things listed at the bottom where you can, the offenses that you can report online, which is harassment. Yeah. So if you click on them, it goes into, and right up here, I want to point out, like, if you look at the top, it talks about the definition of harassment or whatever you click on. It'll have at the very top a definition. And then it has an example. So you can know if what you're clicking on, if that's the offense that you're looking to report on. So harassment, right. Thefts, these are like minor thefts. If your car is stolen, do not do an online report. Please call us out. But minor thefts, identity thefts, lost property, criminal mischief. And again, when you click on it, it has a definition and an example of what they are. So you know if, like, okay, this would be what I want to report. And mm-hmm. then you go in and you'll do, if this is a first time reporting, you'll click original. But it kind of takes you to a separate little website or separate little page. And then you just kind of fill in the blanks and type it in. So it's super, super easy, super simple. But yeah, these are all things that you can do if you want to file an online reporting. And then there's, of course, frequently asked questions that you can ask, like, so that way you know, again, if do I need to file online? Do I need to have an officer out? Because a lot of people don't know. But there's a lot of things, like if it's, you know, a couple days, a day later, like, and you really don't want an officer to come out, or like you just want to kind of do it on your own time, then these are things that you can just do at your computer and just type it in and get it submitted. And it still goes through the same process as if an officer came out and took the report.
Right, so. Exactly. And then what she was saying too is when you click on that individual crime that you are reporting, she started going into like, it's very easy walkthrough. Once you click on these, you can look at this. It says original, the first time that you're reporting this. Or if you want, if you've already reported it and you want to add information mm-hmm. to that report that was already made previously, you can also do that. So you don't necessarily maybe need to, if you called the officer out the first time,
yeah.
you don't need to maybe call them out again.
Yeah. And there's just like, so that's called a supplement.
Yes.
To the original.
Yes. You'll just need that case number that the officer gives you. From the beginning. And then you can also click on if you're reporting this for yourself or if you're responsible for reporting this for your employer or business or something like that.
So pretty easy, self-explanatory, and follow through. Mm-hmm. So the next tab, and all this is on the main page, and we'll kind of talk about the main page.
We are still on the main page.
Yes. So then we're going to go to the next tab. So this is something that I'm actually really proud of. So I'm the LGBTQ liaison for the department. And in doing this, I didn't just want to be a name on the page. I really wanted to provide resources. So at first, it was just like my name, my email address, and my phone number. But we did. There's a little link down there that has more information. And it opens up a whole new tab. It gives me a pretty picture on there and a little bit about me, my duties and responsibilities. And then it just has some information for the LGBT community on there as well. And that's all, again, on the front page, safety tips, contact information, and just like how to report and stuff. So
yeah.
Go back to the home page. But yeah, all that's through the main page. Let's see. Neighborhood camera. So this is something that, again, a lot of people don't know about, that if you have any, and these are talking about like exterior cameras that face public areas. Mm-hmm. So, and you can go online and you can register these cameras, and it's like, you know, where your camera's facing, how long do they record, do they record, contact information. So basically, if there's an incident that happens and it's in your area, officers can go online and look and see if there's cameras in the area of where the incident happened. Even if it's a block away, if they like suspect vehicle fled this way, we can kind of go on and look, okay, are there any cameras in the area the suspect vehicle fled? And so we can find out if there's any cameras registered, we can click on it and find out, okay, these cameras are at this address. They record for, you know, a whole 2 weeks, or they record endlessly, infinite loop. Mm-hmm. This is the contact information. And so that way, a lot of times, like, officers are just having to go door to door and walk a block to see if these people have cameras. Well, if you go online and you actually register them at your neighborhood cameras, there's an even link on there, neighborhood camera form, if you want to click that. And you'll kind of see Like, this is the kind of stuff it asks, just like name, contact, address, the cameras in use, like the general direction that they're facing, and again, how long. So you just fill this in and submit it. And that way, officers can look at that, and if they need to contact you for cameras, they have all this stuff. If it turns out they don't capture the area that we're needed, then we don't have to, you know, we don't even have to bother you. But this keeps officers from having to go door to door, and maybe they, like, might miss a camera just looking, especially in the middle of the night. And then if we see it's in the middle of the night and your camera footage, you know, holds like an infinite loop or whatnot, then, you know, we might not have to immediately contact you right away. Or if you're out of town or something, we have a phone number for you. So this is very good information, especially, you know, when it comes to just like crimes and helping solve crimes, because we all know cameras do an excellent job of that.
Yeah. And then this is with the Neighborhood Camera Initiative, too. Some people are like, oh, well, do you have access to my cameras? No, we just have a basically a list that tells us where the cameras are. And we don't have access to the footage until you give us the access.
Yeah. You still got to send us the footage, but it just lets us know that you have cameras. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And then you just have to send us the footage.
Mm-hmm. But we've asked before on plenty of our homicide investigations specifically, if you are living in this area to this area and you have, you know, a camera on your home that faces the exterior of your home, please, if you have any information or any video footage of this specific vehicle or anything like that, we're always putting information out asking people who have cameras to possibly send in their footage because it could be very important information to solve the case.
Exactly. So then the next one is the Take Me Home program. So this is like a free service, and this is for any, so a lot of stuff we talk about is Waco, but this is a program for anybody in McLennan County, and it's for adults and children, and it's anybody that has like a cognitive disability. There's a couple examples that it can fall under. But this is for you register this, not register, I'm sorry, I'm taking about cameras. Okay, so you fill out this form if you have an adult or child. And basically what it is, oh, you got ahead of me. That's okay.
Sorry.
She clicked the form. Yeah, so there's a form that you fill out, you print it out, or you can do a fill in and send it back to us. But you fill it out and basically it has your information on it. And then the information of the individual who has this disability. And what this does for us, if we encounter anybody who's, you know, wandered away, who can't necessarily give us their information, a lot of times we'll meet with people who are nonverbal, who can't actually give us their information. We can go on and we actually, our dispatch holds all this information. We can ask our dispatch if there's anybody registered in the Take Me Home program. There'll be a photo of them uploaded. And so we can actually see if this person matches this person. And then, go up just a second. Yeah, so we can actually see if this person has it. Yeah, Alzheimer's, autism, or any kind of other intellectual development disability. And then, so if it comes through and it's like, hey, this is this person, then it has an emergency contact list where we can contact somebody. I talk about this a lot in my presentations because I actually used it. There was someone that was found out by Highway 6 and Speedwell Road at the park out there, and I always forget the name of the park, but there's a park out there. Turned out they were registered with the Take Me Home program, and they lived over there by the Extraco Event Center, which is an extremely, extremely long far away, and so it was only by this, them being registered under this, that we were able to locate them and where they live, so this is actually very beneficial, and again, it's for adults, children, and it covers all of McLennan County, so it's not just Waco, so if you live in McLennan County, you can register the individual under the Take Me Home program. And again, you can fill it out, send it to us with a picture and their disability, if they're nonverbal. And also has on there, I think if you scroll down, yeah, it has like just some specific information that we can utilize when talking to them. Like there's something that they're like favorite toys, objects, and stuff like that. So that way we can...
things that they're more, you know, receptive to, or just even to make them feel more comfortable, because it definitely is a scary situation.
Exactly.
For anyone to be lost.
So beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see at the top, too, we said it's for McLennan County. So it's with us here at the Waco Police Department and the McLennan County Sheriff's Office. So basically, you can fill these forms out, bring it to either of us, and that information is shared between the two agencies.
Yeah.
And that's the first page.
Well, they still got some stuff.
And there's
stuff.
Still more.
Yeah, so if you look right here where it says helpful information, there's a lot of stuff right there as well. So, I mean, you can have, you don't have to click on them. I'm just going to talk about them. But like right here on the right-hand side, it says helpful information. You've got cold cases, so you can click on that, and that takes a link to like all of our cold cases and information. If you just want to read about them because you're interested, or if you have information that you you know want to, you're like, hey,
submit
submit a tip on. There's us. There's our podcast right there as well, so you can look at all our podcasts. It's a platform
on the beat
where they're at, and then also you can submit a tip to Crime Stoppers, so it's easy. So you just go to our homepage, and all this is on. Like we haven't even gotten into like the meat and potatoes of our website. This is all on the homepage. Mm-hmm. Submit a tip, and then of course the Sex Offender Registry is right there on the homepage as well.
Yep, absolutely. And then of course also our phone number, address, things like that. And then the very important information about the police officer and the dispatch hiring, which we have lovely incentives for if you want like to join our our Waco Police Department. All right. So now we go into the rest of the website. Look at that. We spent like 10 minutes just talking about the front page.
Yeah. So you see there underneath, like there's cold cases. So that would be the same link as if you clicked it on the main page and it would get you right there. And it has all, again, the cold cases that you can click in and read on. But let's click on the first one. Let's click on Chief of Police. Like if you like love, you know, Chief Victorian, it gives a little bit of bio about her. And then like some contact information if you want to like tell her how good her department's doing, send her an email.
Absolutely. She loves hearing good stories about, you know, the officers that you guys meet out on the streets. Really any information, but definitely those good stories definitely get the put a smile on the officer's face.
Exactly. So click on this first one, accident reports. So just like you can make online reports, you can also do accident reports online. And the good thing about this is you can actually, so if we come out and we actually do a crash report, you can actually come on here and there's a different, hold on. Yeah, don't click. Did you click that?
No.
Oh, okay. You can actually come online, and I think it's like, was it $6, $7? Yeah, you can pay us $6 or $7, and I think you get it quicker. I know there's a little bit more. Yeah, police reports will not have a report available within 24 hours, an additional administrative fee. Well, there's something about, okay, we might have to click this part. But I know that you can come on, and, for $6. I don't know. You can come on here and do reports. I don't know everything about this. I just know you can do the police reports. I've never really clicked on these, honestly.
So if you need your crash report, it is a bit of money to get it, but also just know that it takes at least 24 hours to even generate that report. So if you have a crash report and then an hour later want your report, well, it's going to take at least a day to get that report. This is just crash reports by Carfax. Carfax handles all the different crash reports throughout the U.S., basically. So you can look up crash reports that way. And then obviously our police reports, and you can find a report that way as well. And then we move down to community outreach.
Sure.
All right, community outreach. So there's a lot of different ways that you guys can work kind of hand in hand with us, be a part of our police department in a way that is more volunteer based and forward. So we've got our Citizens on Patrol, which is through our Citizens Police Academy. Once you go through the Citizens Police Academy and graduate through the Citizens Police Academy, you can be part of the Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association, or the CPAAA, as we call that for short. And then we've got our Junior Police Academy, which is super fun. It happens every summer about between the month of June, whether it be like the beginning, mid, or end, but it's usually between the very beginning of June to the middle of June. Let me just click on this so I can give you the right dates of information. The applications are about to open in April, so keep your eye out on that if you're looking for something fun to do this summer. Basically, it is for people 9th to 12th grade, and it's a 10 or 12 day academy that basically just runs you through different aspects of the police department. You get to learn all about what it's like to be a police officer. You get to meet our officers. You get to do a lot of fun stuff like learn about traffic stops and our canine unit and our crime scene unit, which our crime scene unit, you guys know, is the ones that like come in and basically analyze a crime scene and do all that crazy.
And it's very much hands-on. It's not like you're just sitting in a classroom setting.
No,
let them talk about it.
It is very hands-on. Yeah, hands-on.
Like you actually do a traffic stop. You actually do high-risk stops.
Yes. And like the
mock high-risk stops.
Yes, mock ones, mock ones, yeah. And, of course, Officer Sophie Martinez, which you guys, I'm sure, know and love. Who doesn't? She is the one that has been working with this program for a very, very long time. And before she retires, she's only going to be here for a few more years to do this police academy. So this is going to be, like, the best time to do it. And we've got a wonderful officer that's going to be taken in, taking her I can't speak. I lost my my words. filling her shoes,
taking over.
But he's taken over. But anyway, this is a great hands-on academy if you want to learn about our police department and get some inside knowledge as to that. Of course, it has information about our National Night Out. So you guys know one of our biggest events of the year is National Night Out, where different police associations will host their own parties. So it's got information on there. And of course, if you're a chaplain and you want to, you know, if you have a love for your community and you're a chaplain and also have a love for your police department, we have police chaplains.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Volunteer service. You can come in and they're a part of any extensive call that we have, but they also do a lot of events and work with us on those as well.
Absolutely. They're just there to be a guide for our officers, our civilians that work here. And, we've got five?
I don't know.
Five, I think, lovely chaplains right now. But I know we're always looking for more. And then we have the Police Explorers. So the Police Explorers program is a little different from the Junior Police Academy. The Police Explorers program is kind of like a year-round situation, per se. And this also is for basically people from the sixth grade and as long as you're not 21 yet. So sixth grade to 20 years old. And this is more of like... It's not, I mean, you still learn all the ins and outs of the police department, but you're gaining also a lot of just, life skills, not solely focused on, like, if you're looking for a profession in law enforcement, then go ahead and, absolutely, if you're looking for a profession in law enforcement, totally join the Police Explorers, but it's not pigeonholed for that specifically. It's just to gain life skills, get them ready for college, and just have a better sense of the world, per se. Yeah. But they go on competitions, and they've won many, many awards for their competitions. And, just another volunteer opportunity for our younger generations to get involved in their community.
Yeah, so basically, if you have any interest in a field in criminal justice or some sort of aspect, this is a great kind of trial and error for you to kind of get in. It's one night a week on Tuesday nights. But again, they do travel. They do a lot of travel and competitions. But, like, there's a lot of explorers have gone off and gone into Border Patrol. They've gone to, like, different federal agencies, state agencies, and even city agencies. But it's any sort of – if you have any interest or desire to be in any sort of criminal justice field, it helps you prepare for that. But, again, also personal development.
And it looks great on college applications.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't know, some of our officers have trading cards. So there's also a way our WCP AAA will help sponsor officer trading cards. So if you guys want to sponsor a police officer and help them get a trading card.
Yes, I've been wanting a trading card.
If you guys want to sponsor JP, get a trading card, you guys can help out with that as well. And those are always really fun when officers have trading cards. Definitely a cool little keepsake. I only have two. I need to collect more. All right. So, as we continue on with our website, we have a lot of just like general information about certain things. Constitutional carry, of course, when all those laws changed a few years back, a lot of questions were going on. So you guys can look at that. We won't go through that page because it's very long. If you guys want to read that,
yeah, we don't have time to go through every single page.
Exactly, but exactly. But we're going to go through. We're going to go through basically most of this. Okay, and now we have our crime-free hotel, motel, and multi-housing program, which we've had, I believe, episodes on both of those. I know we've had Glenn on the podcast. I know we've had Detective Glenn on this podcast. I just don't know about Detective Fisher. I don't know if I've convinced him. I feel like I have. I feel like we've talked about both hotel, motel, and multi-housing on this podcast. Forgive me that I forget. but basically, crime-free multi-housing and hotel, motel, those are either hotels or they are apartment communities that can register based on their qualifications. There's certain like rules and regulations that they have to follow to just, you know, make sure their area is kept well and stuff like that. They can be part of the crime-free program. And so that's really fun to know that people who are either visiting Waco, moving to Waco, they can look and see what properties are part of our crime-free program. And they know that those properties work directly with our police department. And
I think that's a good summary of it.
Absolutely. So, if you guys want to learn more, go check out those podcasts when we talk specifically about the hotel, motel, and multi-housing programs.
Or you can click on it and then read more about it as well on the website.
You can also do that.
There's still a lot of information on. We're just not going to go through it individually, but yeah.
Absolutely. Crime prevention.
Yeah. So this one has a lot of information. It just gives you, you'll see little tabs once you click on crime prevention. I mean, it goes into detail. There's ramifications of sexting, internet, wireless safety device, parents guide to internet safety. So when you click on those, it actually just gives you a little bit of information on what you can do to keep safe on those things. So if you have like a certain topic that you really want to learn more about, that's where you can go in and click on those.
Yeah. And we do also have one of the ones that I do want to point out specifically is making your home more secure. We actually have a downloadable home security survey.
Yes.
And that's super fun.
Yeah. So you can actually go through and it's for your use only. Basically, you don't have to turn it into anybody. Don't turn it into the police department. But it basically is a document that you can go through and you can see, like on a SEPTED, crime prevention through environmental design, kind of how your home rates as far as like safety wise. And it starts with the perimeter of your home. And it goes into the exterior and then interior of your home as well. But there's just different questions. And so, again, this isn't for anything for you to turn in, but there's questions for you to kind of check yes or no and then kind of just self-awareness of it.
Yeah, it's definitely something that you don't, you know your home is safe or you think your home is safe, but then when you're reading these, because sometimes even if you were to pull this up and not even be at your house to, like, look – to be like, let me just see how many of these I can check off right now. I know when I did it, I was like, I don't know. I have to.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
I have to like go and actually look and see if these are, if the locks are appropriate or whatnot. But
yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that, you know, people don't normally think about. So this is a good, and again, it's just a PDF printable file that you can just print off, and it's for your own records to go through. And this is what, so we can actually, some of who are certified as a crime prevention specialist, go out and do security surveys. And basically, it's not this exact file that we use, but the questions and stuff that we're looking for exactly follow what that survey follows.
Yeah.
So it's the same stuff that we utilize.
Absolutely. So, yeah, there's, I mean, just an abundance of information here on different
crime prevention topics.
Crime prevention ways. All right.
Crime stats.
My favorite pet tab.
Yeah. Again, this is just a lot of stuff, again, like a lot of people don't know is here. And it's you know, just useful information.
Exactly. So crime stats. Everyone wants to know the crime stats, not only in the city of Waco, but their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Like their neighborhood specifically. Yeah. How would they do that?
Well, here. Oh. On the website.
What?
Whoa.
It's broken down that way?
Yeah, so you can actually get on there. And, I mean, you can look at, so there's a quarterly crime stat and there's a statistics by year. So the quarterly crime stats, when you look at it, it's kind of broken and it's beautiful. Like, our crime analysts do a wonderful job of breaking it all down. But it's almost like a pamphlet booklet where you can go through and read individual stuff. So that, like, that one's very, very detailed. Again, it's quarterly. When you scroll down, you do the statistics by year. This is where we get kind of our stats and stuff. So you can click on a date. If you click on 2023, this is kind of like all like the year to date. So you can go through, and at the top left-hand corner, you'll see neighborhood, and you can see like Alta Vista, and it's in alphabetical order, Alta Vista, Austin Avenue. So you can look on here. So stop right here for this one. We'll stop at Baylor. And you can look at, it says December 22 to December 23. So this is basically comparing month to month from December 2022 to December 23. And then it's color coordinated for you to see if there's, you know, yellow, no increase or decrease. Green is a decrease, red is an increase. And then it goes year to date. So December would be kind of a full year to date of all of 2023 and then compared to 2022. And then if you scroll down to the Waco one, the very last one, so it goes through all the neighborhood associations. And then the very last one.
Once we get there, we have a lot of neighborhoods.
The very last one is Waco, Texas. And so that compares all the stats of Waco. And you'll see, like, it's a beautiful green. That's what we want to see. And we actually monitor these when we start seeing a lot of red continually. Like, when you look at gradual increase and decrease, like, you're going to have, like, some spikes, but then you want to look at the overall decrease. And that's what we look at. So seeing that overall decrease of crime is really like, okay, we're doing a good job. Or is there an area we need to work on and kind of crack down on? That's kind of what we pay attention to. But you can see it for all of the city on the very last one where it breaks it down individually. Now, at the very bottom, after you go to Waco, you can break down each individual neighborhood association as to what. So when you look at it, it actually breaks down each individual offense, and it actually gives you an address. So all the addresses are given except for sexual assaults. Those addresses are withheld. But you can kind of see if there's any of those offenses in your neighborhood, around your area. But one thing you need to understand is this isn't necessarily the address is given. It could be, it's probably like, is the victim's address, other or like the suspect address or something. So it doesn't necessarily say, but it's just the location of where this offense took place. Yeah,
wherever the incident occurred or the officers responded to.
Yeah.
So something else that I want to point out too, when you're looking at these, you know, percent changes and all that, it's really important to know that, like, when you see something that says a 50% increase, look at the percentage, but also look at the numbers it's giving you, because a 50% increase could just be 6 cases 1 year versus 9 cases the next year, which is a 50% increase. However, 6 to 9 isn't a huge number, you know, a huge jump. So just make sure when you're looking at those percentages and numbers, don't get too scared if you see something that says 50% or something like that. Look at the actual number as well to see, like, okay, what is the 50%? Is it something where it's like 1,000 to 2,000? That's a lot. Yeah. But something where it says like 6 to 9 isn't really that big. However, it still is a 50% increase. So just make sure you're keeping that in mind as well. But yeah, you can go through our statistics by the year. So basically, they come out a month after the month is over, just because it does take a while for us to generate all the stats and compile all the numbers. So the 15th of the following month is when the previous month is put out. So January's 2024 stats, those will be out around the 15th of February. And then the quarterly stats, I don't know exactly off the top of my head when those specifically come out, but it's anywhere between, like, I know the first quarter, I'm trying to think. So the fourth quarter 2023 probably won't be done until March. And then the yearly overall, because we also do a yearly stats, those don't even come out until June, the the following year, because it does take a while to compile all those stats. And also something to remember too is that stats can change. Yes. Offenses can change. And so even though that stats are putting out or stats are being put out at this time, doesn't mean 5 months from now, those are actually the same numbers. It's just not feasible to constantly be updating stuff like that. It is overall a general, like, can, like, this is a good, consensus of what the stats look like. However, it could be, it could change one way or the other slightly because offenses change all the time through the investigation.
And there's that disclaimer at the bottom of each month of the stats as well.
Yes. And then, yeah, I think that's everything on the stats page. So then we go down to Crime Stoppers, which actually takes you to a separate website because Crime Stoppers is a separate nonprofit organization from the Waco Police Department. And tipping ain't snitching, y'all.
No, you can actually get a reward for putting in some good tips.
Exactly. So, yeah, Crime Stoppers, just something real quick to talk about them is basically if you want to submit a tip and you want to remain anonymous, this is the place to do it. And especially, it's even more beneficial because if your tip leads to an arrest, you could be rewarded up to $2,000. And that's all dependent on the tip, the offense, and all of that. Yep. But it's really important. You can submit a tip online. You can call and submit a tip, which is 254-753-HELP-4357. Or you can also download the P3 tip app and submit your tips through the app as well. So it's really important. They feature Crime of the Week. They have a list of wanted suspects on their website as well. So you guys can go on there and send in your tips if you know any of these suspects that they're looking for. And tipping ain't snitching, all right? I just like saying that.
Oh.
No. All righty.
So talked about employment. That's on the main
page.
Yeah,
we talked about employment.
So we won't go into that too much.
We won't go into it too much, but if you are looking to be a police officer or have any questions about being a police officer, this is the place to go. We've got stuff about the position, training, FAQs, the salary and the benefits, because everyone wants to know about those, right? Mm-hmm. The selection process, and of course, the training calendar as well. So you guys can go in and see all the different things that are being utilized and all that for wanting to be a police officer. But there's a lot of great information on there. We won't get into the nitty-gritty of the employment. But, sorry, trying to get back to the pages. Where are we? Okay, we talked about filing a police report. So just as is on the front page, you can also go to this tab. It's all of the same information. Basically just takes you to the front page and you can look at the file and online police report through there. And forms and reports.
Yeah, this one's beneficial because I like sending people or talking about this when I do my presentations, because on here on the forms you look at the top and the top two are compliment and complaint forms. And of course we always want someone to fill out a complaint form if you have an experience or something with an officer, because I mean, we're all about our integrity and our professionalism in this career field. So, of course, if you have an experience or something you need to complain about, there's a process for you to go through the complaint form. But what a lot of people don't know is that there is a compliment form as well. And you can actually go on there and file a compliment form for an officer, detective, or anybody in the department that you want to make sure that they get a kudos to. Yeah. And so I like telling people about this because that's one of the things I know that we enjoy getting and hearing from, is that when we do a good job and that people recognize that. So a lot of people understand there's a complaint process in a police department, but a lot of people don't realize there's a compliment form that you can also do.
Along with a slew of other forms that you can fill out and
yes,
utilize.
And again, I mean, they're listed on there with kind of a detail, kind of what they are, but this is where you go for all the other types of forms. There's criminal trespass, impound, protective orders, there's vehicle crash report forms as well, and then vendor offense reports, and it kind of explains what you do. And then you just click on their PDF forms and can fill those out.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so a lot of just something for this page is about ALPR, automatic license plate readers, what that means. Basically, we had some talks about, you know, the beginning of last year.
I was like, it was a hot topic there for a hot minute.
Oh, gosh, it feels so long ago. I think it was the beginning of last year or the end of 2022.
I'm not sure.
Man, I can't remember when it was. But we did have some talks about automatic license plate readers, what those were, why we would utilize them, what we would utilize them for, and also gunshot detection. And so we just put up some frequently asked questions about those because it was definitely something that was a hot topic for the community. They wanted to know more information. And so every once in a while, if something like that does come up, that will be out here. That's the same reason why we have the constitutional carry tab, because there was so many questions from the community about, well, what do I do about this? Or what about this situation? And we were like, well, let's put it on our website. Let's make sure that the public is informed, they know. And so a lot of times when something big like that happens or we're talking about something big like that, we'll put some, you know, FAQs on our website to help you guys out.
Yeah. So then we already talked about neighborhood camera. We've already talked to liaison, identity theft.
Open records.
Yeah, I was going to say, the next one would be the open records. And a lot of people have requests about this.
A lot of people submit open records requests.
Yeah, and it's as simple as going on our website and clicking the open records request. And then it's literally just, you know, follow the tabs. It's super easy, super simple. Mm-hmm. But you can go on there. You can see submit open records request.
Sorry. There you go.
And click right there.
And it just takes you through, you're going to have to, I think, make an account to submit the open records request, but that just helps you go back and look at the request and the updates and things like that. Now, they're not instantaneous.
Yeah.
All right. It will take up to 10 days for our record specialist to fulfill that request. If your request that you're asking for isn't detailed enough or they need more information, they may reach out to you for clarifying information. And if they do, that could add more time to that request that you are asking for.
And then on the left side, there's frequently asked questions as well. So if you're not sure if you can submit opens records request or whatnot, all that information could be answered in the frequently asked questions on the side. And then just what is a Public Information Act?
But anyone is able to submit an open records request, and you're more than welcome to ask for anything you'd like. Of course, some things that our record specialist will say, like, you know, unfortunately, we can't provide that information because of it being an open investigation or whatever it might be. There is certain information that, you know, obviously we can't give out at certain times of an investigation, but anyone is able to ask and submit an open records request, and that's why it's called a request.
Exactly.
Because you're requesting the information.
I think we're almost done.
We're almost through. We got our podcast. There we go.
So, again, that's on the main page. So this will be the same. If you click it on the main page, it takes you here, but it just lists all the podcasts that we have.
And then... Oh, my goodness. Did you guys know that we have events at the Waco Police Department? You know, we host events.
Yeah, we host a lot. And actually, I didn't even know that we listed our events on the website. But here's actually anytime, like, we have events pop up. So on the police community events, we will actually post them on our website where you can read the dates that they're going to be taking place.
Yeah.
And then, like, just any information about what they're about. And coming up this week... is the Guns and Hoses charity basketball game.
Guns and Hoses!
Which your host will be participating in.
Which Waco PD will be winning.
I'm going to need an ice bath afterwards.
Oh, yes, that was the training calendar that we went through. And then standards and conduct, that's just with our complaint process, it kind of goes hand in hand with that. Our mission statement, and of course, just talking about the importance of your complaint and the procedures that we go with that. Yeah. And then, of course, victim services. Our victim services unit, we've had them on before, but they do assist all of McLennan County. And we actually have a group of wonderful volunteers that help us in the victim services unit that help staff 24/7. So we have volunteers that are willing to go out into their community and help those individuals that need help at any hour of the day.
Yeah, just being an officer working a call, there's a lot of times that, you know, it could be for the family a very stressful time for them. And us working officers, you know, we're trying to gather information and work the scene. And, of course, we want to provide support for the family, but we may not be able to do that, like, in the capacity that we want. So a lot of times this is where victim services come in. We will actually call them out. They're an on-call volunteer unit, and we actually call them out, and they provide support and resources for the information while we continue to kind of work the scene and get the information that we need to get. But they are a huge asset to officers on scene, and very much a I don't think they're talked about enough, but they do a lot of work for our department. And again, this is volunteers. These people are volunteering all hours of the night to come out and assist on scene. So if you are interested in it, there's actually a place where you can.
Yes, we have applications open. They're due by March 25th.
Yes.
To be considered for the next academy. They're always, applications are always open for the victim services unit. And that's just because they do like having those who are willing to volunteer those applications on hand. You just might not be starting right away. But the next application deadline would be March 25th. But of course, they're always open. And if you're more, if you're interested and want to learn more about the victim services unit and what you can do, what you would be doing, of course, you can always give one of those lovely ladies a call. Their information's right here. We've got Melissa Bassetta, who's the director, our volunteer coordinator, who is Missy Sparks or Sparky, and our crime victims compensation specialist is Sarah Head. And all their information is on that website as well. Along with on this page of just about the victim services unit, it's also just talks about like the impact of a crime, understanding a traumatic event, and of course we also have those frequently called numbers, whether they be for immigration, child care services. We've got Mothers Against Drunk Driving. There is just so much information that is on the victim services website, and of course a ton of referrals for housing. So, of course, has stuff on there like the Family Abuse Center, My Brother's Keeper, domestic violence, sexual abuse and assault information. Of course, just hotlines for places like Unbound. We've got the human trafficking hotline. Just those phone numbers that you might need. Counseling services. The list goes on for any of those services that our victims might need here in the community. Goes all the way down to funeral homes and even crime scene cleanup as well. So,
yeah, and that's just, I mean, you, whatever you're interested in, just go in and click and read. Like, again, we don't have time to go through each individual one, but there's just so much information on each tab, and they have a lot of information on their specific victim services website.
Yeah, and also
website, but tab.
Tab, yeah. But also, I want to do point out at the bottom of this page, we've just got basically, all of this is important information, but additional important information. We've got, you know, sexual assaults is something that our department deals with pretty heavily, I feel like. I feel like we're, it's just something that is a topic that I think is more relevant to talk about nowadays, and stuff that people have questions on more and more often. So we do have a sexual assault to report or not report information document that you can read, you can go through, you can, it can, it goes through about, you know, what is a sexual assault, how to report it, and goes through that whole process and any information you might have on sexual assaults. And then last but not least, we have the Waco crime map.
So this is good. This kind of goes back to the crime statistics tab. But you can go on here and you can go and look at like specific areas of different. Now, when you look at it all together, it looks like a whole lot of it.
Looks crazy.
But you can actually sort it out by specific crime and see, like, what area is heavy on a certain offense. And you can go back, like, a week, month, years, so, or I think a week, a month. 90 days. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can filter by a date range, too, of any date.
Yeah, so you can go yearly, too. But there's a lot of information you can find on this crime mat. And then it kind of shows you what each icon stands for as well. So you can kind of see, like, if there's, you know, an offense that you want to see is a heavy in a specific area, you can kind of look at that. But there's a lot of information on here you can just play around with and look.
Yeah. And I'm just typing in, you can look by address. And it just takes a second to load. You can search it. It takes you to that area. But, sorry, I wasn't talking directly into the microphone. You can search results or search addresses. Takes you to that area. You can search by neighborhoods. So you can search by the offense. And it just,
yeah. Again, you just got to play around with it.
Just play around with it. There's so many different, like, I can't think of the word, filters that you can put it on. So there's so many different ways that you can go through. I'm closing out all of our tabs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
I mean, that's our website.
And that's just the police department.
Oof. Yeah. So. I mean, could you imagine all the resources the city of Waco has is just beyond anything you can imagine. And so now we're back to the front page.
Yep.
Look at that.
There it is.
Well, thank you guys so much. Of course, if you have any questions, I'm sure that answer's on the website.
Yeah, more than likely it is. So again, there's a lot of information. It just takes some time to just kind of go through and find, you know, what you're looking for, and surely the answer is on there. And if not, then one of us would be glad to help you with that. But yeah it's a long one. But
absolutely. Oh my gosh, I was nervous for a second. I thought I wasn't recording, but
I was be so mad.
The screen recording of us going through the website. I was nervous for a second. I was like, wow, it made it all the way through.
There we go. All right.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Waco, on Waco PD on the Beat. I'm Sierra Shipley, the Public Information Officer.
And I'm Officer Janae Draper with the Neighborhood Engagement Team. And then we got Debbie. Give a shout out, Debbie.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
If you talk loud enough.
Yeah, stay tuned for, we're gonna have an intern podcast coming up probably here in a little bit. So
yeah
she'll be featured on that one.
Exactly. We'll talk more. All right. You have a good day, Waco.
Adios.
Waco PD on the beat, the heartbeat serving